case number 11,084, Melissa Kuna, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, west of Road 362, Parker House Road, northwest corner of Cedar Street and Walnut Court, being lot 11 with a shady development. A variance from the front side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Okay, my name is Melissa Kuna, 33292 Walnut Court.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Manane Robinson. I'm an attorney at Steve Parsons' office, and I'm here with my client, Millicent Kuna. Ms. Kuna purchased 33292 Walnut Court, Ocean View, Delaware, on July 21st, 2012. This property is located in the Shady Dell subdivision in Ocean View. A survey done just prior to settlement showed violations of the front and side yard setback requirements. I provided a survey when I submitted the application. The front of the house is 29.3 feet from the front property line, so it's in violation of the 30-foot setback requirement by 0.7 feet, and the shed in the side yard is 3 feet from the side property line, so it's in violation of the 5-foot setback requirement by 2 feet. Ms. Kuna is seeking a variance of these setback requirements to allow her to keep the structures in their current condition, current locations. The property is unique in that it's a corner lot. It's very narrow, very small, really not much room for improvements on the property. The mobile home was placed on the lot in 2004. I was not able to confirm when the shed was placed on the lot, but at some point thereafter. But in order to comply with the setback requirements, Ms. Kuna would be required to destroy part of the home, part of the shed, and this would create a significant expense, and it would remove a significant portion of the improvements which she paid for when she purchased the property. The variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property, and that Ms. Kuna cannot maintain the structures on the property in their current condition and the current location without the variance. As I mentioned, the structures would need to be either destroyed or relocated, I guess, to comply. The issues were not created by the applicant. Ms. Kuna purchased the property in July 2012. At the time she purchased the property, the structures were already present and the setback violations were already in place. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The home's been in its present location for several years. During that time, the property has not been out of character for the community and has not impaired the use of adjacent properties. In fact, we submitted a letter from the HOA president supporting the request, and she said that there was no, she didn't think that it would impair the use of neighboring properties. Ms. Kuna is seeking the variance, or the minimum variance, that will afford her relief and allow her to maintain the structures in their current condition. I believe that's each of the elements. Ms. Kuna, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. And was everything I said accurate?
Pardon?
Was everything I said accurate?
Yes.
Okay. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, sir. Are there any questions for members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Records.
Oh. Why can't you move the shed?
The issue with the shed is that if it was moved, it would literally butt right up to the mobile home there.
But it,
I guess it.
You mean to tell me there's that's showing here on there? There's 2 feet.
There's, well, I went out there and I didn't measure it, and it's not shown on this survey, but it's there really isn't a whole lot of space. It would be really close to that mobile home. Ms. Kudna's son, is in. Seated. He may have an idea as to.
So, in other words, you couldn't move that shed to the back where it is and get it out of the in other words, get it out of the area it's in.
I believe it. I guess it could be moved. It just would be expense to Ms. Kuna, and she wanted to keep the property in its current
original
condition.
State.
Right.
Okay. That's all, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Berman?
No questions.
Okay, and Mr. Callaway?
I've got
questions. Mr. Sharp?
Is there a concrete base to that shed?
I don't believe there is. Is there a foundation on the shed?
No, it's like on bricks, I think.
Okay.
And I see here there's like a light pole. It looks like somewhere in the, I guess, I don't know if that's the rear or the side of the yard. Would that create a problem in moving the shed into compliance, the location of that light pole? Ma'am, can you?
Can you come up?
Can you come so we can get it on the record?
Ma'am, could you come up and answer that question, please?
Would the light pole interfere with your ability to move the shed?
I don't think so, but if we moved the shed, it would be almost smack up against the mobile home.
Okay. And is that a telephone pole there?
Mm-hmm. No, it's a pole that holds one of those solar lights.
Okay.
We didn't do that. The neighbor or somebody put it up a long time ago.
Okay.
I have nothing further.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Any further questions? Okay. No further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Robinson did submit a letter from Shady Dale Homeowners Association in favor of.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,084 based on the testimony and also on the fact that it's part of the settlement and wasn't created by the applicant. I would say the uniqueness of the property makes it such that variance is needed. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the hardship hasn't been created by the applicant, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickles and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,084. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,084 is approved.
Thank you.